What's wrong with this picture?
What?
You're on my side of the bed.
I know. I thought we'd switch.
Why?
Just for a change.
Why would you do that? I mean, well, I mean, where does something like, where does that come from? Would you read something?
No. Just my idea.
I don't know about this.
Just try it. Live on the edge.
You're way too madcap for me.
It's safe. I've slept there. Are you okay?
Still assessing.
Good night.
How's the sun?
Excuse me?
In the morning, does it just hit you on the face lightly and wake you gently, or is it more of like a sudden, shocking burst of day?
It's just like here, only there.
Well, I'm just asking. You know, be prepared, that's my motto. Do you have a motto yourself?
Never marry anyone more neurotic than yourself. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. I'd be halfway to dreamland if you didn't throw me this curve. What am I supposed to think? You know, you make a big decision like this, you don't even consult me. And, you know, I'm a person. I got needs. I have a certain way. I like to... You just throw this at me, and then, makes me a little uneasy, the whole thing.
Okay. I'm not sure.
There's a right way, there's a wrong way.
Are you happy now?
Hey, this is not my pillow.
Oh, come on.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm mad about you, baby. Yeah, I'm mad about you. Woo-hoo.
Oh, this is pleasant. The bullet-ridden body was identified by police as 31-year-old Eric Gottlieb, who was found Thursday morning in the shower of his West Village apartment.
Who's Gottlieb?
Who's Gottlieb? That's your question? Who's Gottlieb?
I mean, am I supposed to know the name? Because I don't.
No, you're not supposed to know the name. I'm just saying it's unbelievable. A guy just shot in his own apartment.
What are you, new in town?
I understand, but this is like a couple of blocks from us.
Are you gonna help me?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I should get a gun.
That's what this city needs. You with a gun.
I could learn how to use it. They teach you. Don't you want me to protect you?
No, I want you to help me.
What? What? How can I help you, sweet woman that I love?
Hold this.
For a long time?
One second.
Could you give me a clue what we're doing?
It's a template for the couch I saw. This way we can see if it's gonna fit. Here, hold this.
I thought you measured already.
I did, but it doesn't look right.
Hey, take it easy. You know, a friend of my cousin was blinded by one of these things. Seriously, the guy let go too fast, it snapped up, took his eye right out. That's right, slow and nice. Nobody gets hurt.
Could you lie on it?
I'm not gonna lie on it.
Just lie on it. How does it feel?
It feels hard.
Lengthwise.
Lengthwise, it's good.
Okay, sit up.
That's us.
It's 60 inches, but I don't know if that's total width or between the arms.
Oh, it's total width.
Really?
No idea.
Come with me to the store and look at the couch.
Oh,
You're good.
What?
I agree to lie down on a cardboard, and you kind of hooked that into a shopping thing.
It's not a shopping thing. It'll take 15 minutes.
Hello.
A half an hour at the most.
So in other words, you figure 2 hours?
I promise.
Uh-huh. Come here, sweetheart. Let me explain something to you. And you should really jot this down, because this is very important. Everything in the world takes 4 hours. It takes 4 hours. You gotta go there, you gotta do whatever, eat, talk about where you should have eaten, and then come home. That's 4 hours, minimum.
Could have been there and back by now.
Yeah, and besides, it's Saturday, and I got better things to do.
Like what?
Why do I have to go?
Because it's a decision we should make together.
But I don't... You bought the toaster without me, and...
Still hearing about the faulty crumb tray.
It happens to be a hazard. You got...
Oh, yeah. You should get a gun.
I am unhappy already.
It's been here 3 minutes.
Well, that's how long it takes.
Oh, God. Now what?
I think that lady with the cologne sample sprayed me in the eye.
You asked for it.
I did not.
She asked you if you wanted to try it, and you said yes.
What am I supposed to say?
How about no?
Hey, if I could say no, would I be here right now?
Come on, it's not that bad.
Smell my eye.
This is the best cookie I've ever had in my life.
For $11, you would think so. Where is this guy?
All right, I'll go get him. Here.
No, that's yours.
I can't.
Well, what are you giving it to me for? Just throw it out.
I'm gonna throw it out?
Well, I'm not gonna walk around all day with a cookie.
I won't have any pockets, and I'm not gonna put it in my purse. Would you tell
me? I'm sorry, I was in the back. Well, I see you finally dragged him in here.
Philip, this is my husband, Paul.
Hi. Musk. Now, I believe you were thinking about the tea-dipped Irish linen.
Take this.
Those are so good.
Here.
Really?
Please.
Thank you.
So do we love it?
We love it. Let's buy it and get out of here.
Would you come over here and sit on it with me, please?
I'm gonna just sit.
God, I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know if it's us. I'm trying to imagine what it would look like in our apartment.
Do you have one with dog hair already on it? Maybe a couple of those little rubber band, the hair things with the gold balls.
Ponytail holders?
Ponytail
holders.
No,
I'm sorry, sir. We can't do that.
They can't do it.
Honey.
I asked them. They won't do it. Well, I'm kidding. We'll take it. Wrap it up. Put it in a bag.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
You're unbelievable. You know that? You make these big decisions at work. You deal with million-dollar corporations, and you are stymied by this couch.
Because we're going to have it for a long time.
Hey, you're going to have me for a long time, and that decision took 30 seconds.
Boy, did I learn my lesson.
Meanwhile, we're in week 3 of this thing, and by the time we get it, it's going to be an antique.
Do you think we should get an antique? Because that's another way to go.
Rip out my tongue.
Look, everything we have is either from my life or your life. This is the first thing that will be from our life.
Honey, you're putting a lot of pressure on this purchase.
Because if we get the wrong couch, it's going to be like we failed. Every time we walk in the door, there it'll be, just mocking us.
Remind me later to give you a smack.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're very wrong. Just get the couch.
I'm going to wait and ask Fran what she thinks.
What? Fran's coming here?
Saturday, she might.
Boy, this whole day, it's like a covert operation with you.
I just want to be sure.
I'm so sure. I'm sure enough for both of us. Let's get the couch and continue our lives.
You're right. Oh, you're right. We'll take it.
Wonderful. As far as I'm concerned, it's the best love seat in the store.
The best what?
The best love seat. By far.
This is not a couch?
No, it's a love seat.
And the difference there would be what?
Nothing, really. A size, I suppose.
It's like a small couch.
Precisely. But it's not a couch.
It's a love seat.
That is correct.
Honey, it's the same thing.
Well, you would think that, right? But Philip here is telling me different.
It is a love seat, a divan. Some people call it a settee.
You see?
So the one thing you can't call it is a couch.
It's a love seat. It really is. Excuse me for just a moment.
You're kidding me, right?
What?
You care what it's called?
No, I don't care what it's called. It's just, as a couch, I liked it, and as a love seat, not so much.
Okay, can I ask why?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's just a stupid term. It's just stupid. And second of all, I don't need the responsibility.
Responsibility?
Yeah, because a couch, you can relax on a couch, on a love seat. I feel like I have to be necking. You know what I mean? What if you're not home? I can't sit on this by myself. I can't just read a book.
You can sit with a book.
Of course I can, but in my head, see, I'm going to know what's wrong. I'll know it.
I never should have brought you. This is my punishment.
I'll tell you what would make me really nuts. If somebody was over the house and I said, hey, throw your jacket on a couch, and they said, what couch? Oh, you mean the love seat? Oh, that would kill me. That would just kill me.
That's not gonna happen.
It only has to happen once.
Honey, I'm begging.
Now my afternoon's complete.
Did you get it?
We're not sure.
It's gorgeous.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, I like it. It's like a love seat.
Ooh, this is cute.
Who do they make these for? What are they thinking? If you're not a pencil, they don't want you to live.
This would look good on you.
Yeah, it would fit great if I could take my ass off.
No, Paul's okay. I told him 15 minutes. He hates department stores.
Really?
Doesn't Mark?
Yeah, who asks?
You know, Mark, this is time you never get back. I mean, there are only X amount of Saturdays left, and I'm spending this one sitting on a love seat, holding the pocketbook.
Got an emery board in there.
I'm gonna punch you in the head.
I got this piece of nail.
Bite it off, be a man.
Mark did that?
Yep. It wasn't even a regular night.
You're kidding.
I swear to God.
How did you get him to do that?
I bought it, and I said, wear it.
And?
He wore it.
So what they do is they toast the sandwich, so it has this nice burnt taste.
Crispy?
Very crispy.
I don't know why you're torturing me like this, because you know we're going to die in here, don't you?
I'm telling you, the flavor, like it explodes in your mouth. It's like ambrosia, but with cheese.
I wonder if Philip finished that cookie. Ouch. That hurt. You see that?
What's that?
Those girls, they're virtually naked.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a gynecologist. You know how many naked women I see in a day?
Hey, but Mark, this isn't work. This is life. Two beautiful women walk by, they leave the wake of perfume like that. You're still allowed to look.
Ah, believe me, I look. Oh, sure. Sure, all the time. But never in the office. No, because once that white coat comes on, the libido goes off.
Wow. You can do that?
No, I have to. It's my job. I'm a doctor.
You're telling me that you wouldn't rather have a gorgeous young model as a patient instead of...
Oh, no. From where I sit, there's no difference. Come on. Let's look at some slacks.
Slacks? Who says slacks?
Slacks, trousers.
Forget it. Trying on clothes is my least favorite thing to do, especially slacks, because you got the whole shoe thing you got to put them on.
Well, you know what you should do.
You're going to give me the loafer
legs. Yeah, get yourself a pair of loafers. You kick them off, you slip them on.
I like laces. I like laces. You can tighten, you can loosen. You have some control.
I was so passionate. I just wanted to lie there quietly and enjoy it. He wouldn't stop talking.
What was a chatterbox?
I was actually praying you would roll over and go to sleep.
You don't know how lucky you are. By the time I'm finished, Mark's in the kitchen making a sandwich.
I wear these. Do I really need to know this? Fran loves them.
These are for men who live in Crete.
Can I ask you something? Would you mind trying this sweater on? It's for my son, and you seem to be about the right size.
Oh, you know, ordinarily I would. I really would. It's just that I am, sadly, allergic to alpaca.
I'll try it on for you.
Nah, you're too round-shouldered.
Round-shouldered? I'm round-shouldered?
I didn't want to say.
The this one here, you're a skinny meringue, just like my Barry. Come on.
Hold my purse.
Sure.
This'll only take a second.
It'll be 4 hours, but why not?
Don't be a smart mouth.
So where is Barry today?
Who knows? We don't speak. Oh, my. You don't have much of a behind.
Sorry about that.
I like it. Cranberry's very good on you.
Do me a favor. Go slam your head in that mirror, please.
Don't slouch. Stand up straight. You want to look like your friend here?
No.
I think it would look good on Barry. But on you, it looks... eh.
It's not that he gets lazy. Sexually, Mark is as aggressive as he was before we got married.
That's great.
You would think. Oh, my pores are out of control.
No, it's this light. I look jaundiced.
You know, the store does this on purpose. They make us look as ugly as possible, so we'll buy more stuff to cover it up, like clothes and makeup.
Absolutely right. It's a conspiracy.
I love it.
See?
What happened here?
This light fell down and almost hit my friend in the head.
I was this close to a concussion.
Oh, I am so sorry. That's never happened. Can we get your girl something?
Yeah. Two cappuccinos would be great.
A couple of those big cookies.
Was I right or was I right? Have you ever felt a lighter weave?
Never. Hey, some of that's not pants.
Here, try these on. They're like butter.
What? I told you, no tassels.
Paul, tassels are in. Get hip. You know, when Jamie first met you, she was repulsed by the way you dressed.
She told you that?
Yeah. I remember I was examining her, and she was telling me about this great guy that she met named Paul, who dressed like a manic depressive psych professor.
You know, Mark, you used a word there, you got me a little stuck. What, you said examining? You examined her?
Yeah. Before I moved my practice uptown, Jamie was a patient.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Fran referred it to me back when Jamie was working for her.
So when you say you examined her, she came in for, well, something like a verbal consultation, something like that?
No, it was an examination. I remember it like it was yesterday. She was in the stirrups when she told me about you.
She in the stirrups?
Yeah.
My wife.
Please, Paul, I'm a doctor.
While I'm going out with her, you examine
her. Yeah, once every 6 months. You okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. You're hyperventilating. Here. Oh, jeez. Paul, just breathe. Fran!
How we doing?
What happened?
You hyperventilated till you blacked out.
I did?
You did.
Do people know why?
I told them it was the delivery charge.
Did I buy these shoes?
And the pants.
I can never have sex with you again.
Stop it.
I mean, the whole image of you and Mark cavorting.
You ever try cavorting in stirrups?
You have to say stirrups. Must I visualize?
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have to have him killed.
That's happening as we speak.
What did I do? What did I do? I did nothing.
Why would you tell him that? You know Paulie's riddled with anxiety. You just don't go tell him something like that in the middle of a department store.
It was years ago. I gave her a pap smear. It's not like I enjoyed it.
Mark David Devenau, you're being dumb, dumb, dumb.
What should I do, huh? What should I do? How can I improve unless you tell me what to do?
You're gonna give Paul a big fat apology and return these slacks. They're hideous.
I'm trying on slacks with the man, and he drops this bombshell on me, so now I'm supposed to socialize with these people?
Would you feel better if it was you instead of me?
What do you mean?
Go show Fran your penis.
Get
her. What? We'll be even. You'll feel better.
Stop it.
Do it.
I don't want to show Fran my penis. I
I don't want to show Stan my zenith. I'm not gonna. This is why I don't want to come here, because bad things happen to me in department stores.
Oh, my God, you've suffered so.
I have. Don't make fun, especially today.
All right, all right. I owe you one.
Oh, not one. Four.
Two.
Three. One, I ain't going to your Aunt Carol's birthday luau. Two, I am going to the Jet game Sunday with Selby. And three, I'm going to keep in reserve.
For what?
For whatever I want, whenever I want it.
You know I'll never approve that.
Why can't you do these things without me? You know what you want. You don't listen to me anyway. Why do you need me here?
Because I like to be with you.
Okay. I'll take you to the Jet game, but I'm still not going to the luau.
Fine. More poi for me.
Come on, you guys. We're going to go down to the Lower East Side to look at Linda. You're going to need some pillows to go with this love seat.
Couch. Paul likes to call it a couch.
Doesn't matter. We're not buying it.
Once you get the right pillows, you can get the couch to match.
You three go and have fun.
No, Paul, no. We'll go shopping. No slacks, okay? And then afterwards, we'll go for a nice leisurely dinner, and we'll talk things out, okay?
Mark, I'm fine. I really am.
Please come with us.
Okay, I'll go.
Great. And dinner's on me. And Paul, did I mention there's always a nurse present whenever a patient is in the stirrups?
Mom!